Free Fire Radio. The phone lines are open at 221-1402. And now, Free Fire Radio.
Radio. Is about to commence on News Talk 1400 KQMS.
Good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio on News Talk 1400 KQMS. Carl and Linda Bott here. Phone lines here are 221-1402. And it's a stormy Friday the 13th. And speaking of stormy Friday the 13th, here's the producer.
Is it going to get a little bit frosty out there?
Get a little frosty out there. That's right, because there's snow out there. And, of course, my soulmate. Good morning.
Good morning.
Soulmate's not sitting here. Linda's not sitting at the end of the desk here, and I'm kind of lost. So,
but you know, I'm here.
I know.
I'm there.
You're always
there in spirit.
You're always there.
Anyway, yesterday, first of all, everybody would like to hear, I'm in John Wayne territory.
All right.
And Orange County, I got to tell you, I keep forgetting years ago when I lived down here how much this airport has changed. And what a nice airport to fly into. But coming over the area, it was so clear. It was so incredibly clear yesterday. It was one of those, it's not real clear, because looking down and looking over Disneyland, it was, I kept saying, is that the Matterhorn? It was like a model. And then it was so clear, when you looked down, you could see downtown L.A. It was like not real. So, you know, they would call it La La Land anyway. So, anyway, I'm down here today. I spend some time with Bill Farley. You might remember the name. He's part owner of the White Sox and billionaire brand name person who did Fruit of the Loom and Jordache, among other companies. And so I get a great chance to hear and meet some speakers, Alan Greenspan. So I'll have lots of Jews to bring back to the North State.
Oh, that's great.
And I miss you.
Well, we miss you too. And the you know, Elk Killer was running around the house today looking for you. But in your honor, she piddled in the living room just for you. So, anyway, no, just kidding. She was fine. Anyway, hey, no, we're gonna miss you today, and we'll see you soon.
Okay, and you know what? I want to take a moment and for all of us to take a moment and just. Put the families of the plane, you know, the people that were on the
absolutely.
Plane, or the Buffalo plane that went down, and hold them in our prayers and our thoughts.
It is. It was, you know, one of the things that we were talking about this morning is that I wonder if anybody took that flight last night because they didn't want to fly today on Friday the 13th.
Right.
Boy, would that be a bummer. But you're right. And hon, thanks for bringing that up. And our thoughts and prayers will be with them. And the phone.
Well, what do you have on the agenda?
Well,
today?
The phone. This is completely open line. I mean, and the phone lines already lit up. The phone lines are—they're on there, people. So, and we've got to take a break. But when we come back, we're going to start on it. And we've already got people already talking about wasteful spending and everything else. We've got a lot to talk about and catch up with today. So, thanks for calling. And this is Carl and Linda Bott here on Free Fire Radio News Talk 1400 KQMS. Hey, this is Carl and DeBott, and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here on News Talk 1400 KQMS. This portion of the show is brought to you by Robert Logan, attorney at law. Rob was on yesterday and answering questions from our listeners. He's at 1350 Placer Street, specializes in economics, or bankruptcy, civil, and criminal. Rob's the guy that will fight for you in the streets. Rose, good morning.
Morning, Glory. What a treat. Gotta have a chuckle, right?
Go for it.
Okay, well, I guess you heard about Michael Phelps being busted for hitting that bong, right?
That's what I heard.
Now, the bad news is that Kellogg's dropped him. He had a contract with Kellogg's. They dropped him.
Right.
But the good news is he picked up a contract with Wheaties.
Wheaties? Ah! Oh, okay. Oh, Wheaties. Okay, I got it.
With most of Israel's demands.
Yeah. Thank you, Rose. DC, thanks for waiting.
Hey, yeah, about every 4 or 5 months, our county superintendent of schools, Tom Armenio, likes to bemoan the fact of that less funding for schools. And if he was really worried about more funding for the classroom, he would just disband his whole operation. Education is so poorly run. You have your local school, then you have your superintendent of the district, then we have our county superintendent, and then we have our state superintendent, and then we have the mother of all mothers, the Federal Department of Education. So you have four layers of bureaucrats over your local school to make sure little Johnny learns how to read. If that's not a total wasteful system, I would like to know what is.
Well, you know, I'd like somebody to call in if they've got another, you know, slant on this. But, you know, I've also heard this. Why can't we consolidate some of these districts? You can save the, you know, the extra superintendents. You can save all the different administrative costs that go with that. And then maybe we don't have to cut out 17 teachers or 200 teachers in this. But you know what? We've got a phone call in to this, to Tom. And hopefully we're going to have him on the show in the near future so we can talk about what's going on with Shasta County Office of Education, too.
Ask him what's going on. Ask him, what does he do? I mean, we've got superintendents of the districts. Why do we need a county superintendent of schools and all that bureaucracy?
Well, that's a good point.
And then the state superintendent. I mean, it's four layers of bureaucracy over your local school.
And from what I understand, too, if there's some schools out there that's just like, you know, it's like one school, so you've got to have a superintendent and a principal, and they're the same person, so they can get paid twice. I don't know if that's true. I thought somebody had told me that also. So you're right. There's layers of bureaucracy there. And how much money is spent every year on that, DC? Did we lose you? Okay. The question is how much money is spent on the layers of bureaucracy, and that's really a good point. So hopefully we'll be able to answer that next week. Good morning.
You talking to me?
Hey, I'm talking to you.
Yeah, okay. Well, so,
are you back?
well, speaking of budget, you know, I was asking around yesterday. It's interesting when you're traveling. You're working. You're talking to strangers. Obviously, moving in different circles. And on flights and in different areas and scenarios. And I talked with a gal last night that works on commissions, and I said, what is your business like? I always like to ask that. And she was saying that it's unbelievably down. I hate to sound to bring bad news, but she just said it's just really bad all over. Where she worked on commissions and took home, you know, relatively nothing for an 8-hour day of work, in a place that's usually full and vibrant with people spending money.
Well, you know, you can tell that throughout the throughout the country on things, just on people on advertising, people that are buying things, and you know, and the thing is that people are saving their money because they're not saving their money, they're not spending, which is again, it's not working. I mean, the stimulus package, even if you put money out there, people are looking at and not trusting what's being said. And so what you do is you don't go out and buy something large because you don't know where it's going to be the next, what's going to happen next. Anyway, Betty Lou, good morning.
Yes, I'd like the address or phone number for the lady you had on a week or so ago that's working on a program for suicide prevention for the kids after the Foothill suicides. You have a phone number for her?
We do, but I don't have it with me right now. If I'm going to have my producer get online with you and get your phone number, and we will call you back with that.
All right. We'd like to send her a donation, but I don't know where to send it.
And that's fine. And what we'll do, Betty, is we'll get your phone number, and we'll call you back, and then I'll get you that information, okay?
Thank you very much.
All right. Frosty, you want to get her phone number? Okay, look, this is Carl and the Bot here on Free Fire Radio on News Talk 1400 KQMS. We've got to take a quick break here. We're going to come back. This is your show today, Redding, so give us a call and tell us what's bothering you. This is Carl Lindabot. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here on News Talk 1400 KQMS. This portion of the show is brought to you by New Image Studios, 2655 Park Marina. Tonight, they are going to be at Vintner's for tonight and tomorrow. They're going to be taking photos, and you can have those photos either put on a bottle of wine or on a large bottle of wine, small bottle of wine, or you can just have the photos reproduced and take them home with you. They're going to do a great job. New Image Studios do some of the finest work in the North State. We stand by them. Okay. Jerry, good morning.
Hi, good morning. And it is a gorgeous morning right now.
It is, you know, but it looks like we may be getting some thunderstorms.
You know, and I've been expecting the snow they've been saying we're going to get.
Well, you know what, I guess, you know, every day I look out, it seems like the snow is getting down lower and lower.
It's beautiful out there when the sky is clear enough to see it.
Yeah.
But one of the things I'm calling about is Dugan Barr, the lawyer.
Right.
Normally, I just kind of blow him off, you know. He's just, he's really a nice man. But his politics and the fact that he puts it across the air came across this morning made me really mad, because if he listened to Rush Limbaugh, which I am a listener, and he said that Rush wanted Obama to fail. That's not what Rush said. Rush said, I want Obama's programs to fail. I wish him nothing but the best of luck.
Right.
And he put it like Rush said he wanted Obama personally to fail, when that's not true. So I figured there'd be a lot of people calling in, because we are such a conservative area up here.
Well, we're somewhat more conservative than you would say San Francisco.
Oh, my God. Yeah. How about L.A., San Jose, and San Diego?
Well, there's little bastions in San Diego, usually on the bases. They're little strongholds. But you know what? You're right. Rush did say, he says, I hope his programs fail. And people have taken that to mean he wants Obama to fail. And the reason, from what I understand, that when Limbaugh said this was, he does not like the idea of the stimulus package, as do, you know, by the way, millions and millions of other people, including members of his own, of Obama's own party, are questioning this.
What puzzles me is, why don't our elected officials listen to us? I've called our representative 5 and 6 times on the first one. They don't vote for it, and poor old Wally voted for it. But at least he was smart enough this time not to do it.
Well, you know what? Wally got hammered really hard on that first one. And we still don't know where that money – and you're right, he should have, because we still don't know where that money went to.
Right.
And the thing I don't understand, and maybe somebody can, you know, explain this to me, is where's all the money going? I mean, why do we have to vote on it right now? Why can't the representatives, our senators and congressmen, at least have time to read this?
Well, Karl Rove said last night that when you are trying to push something through this fast, that is this complicated, that there's absolutely stuff in there that they don't want the American public to be aware of. And so if they get it through before you have time to find out, then it's tough luck to you.
Well, I tell you what, the one thing I did notice was there's $30 million in saving mice in San Francisco.
That's,
you know, that's Pelosi.
Area.
You know, does anybody kind of look at that and go, because the president said there's no pork in this package.
Right.
Schumer yesterday or the day before yesterday goes, oh, we have our porky little projects, but the taxpayers don't care. I care. Obviously,
I care.
You care there, Jerry. Hey,
so
Jerry.
You take care and have a great day.
Okay, thanks.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Jerry.
Hey, Linda.
Yeah, you know, it's very interesting because, you know, saying that I'm down in Southern California, I'm in Orange County, is a very conservative area. And it's going to be very interesting for me. I'm thrilled to be able to, like I said, be at a two-day convention, if you will, or a seminar where some of the greatest minds that have come together and been around or in charge of companies, and Bill Farley, who has been an advisor to the presidents. I mean, I'm going to be in his company for the next 2 days. So it's going to be very interesting to bring back to the North State on Free Fire Radio on Monday, rubbing elbows with these people and hear, where do you think? I mean, you've got your fingers in the pie. We get news from, of course, Rush has got his fingers in the pie, and a lot of people got their fingers in their pie with their people. But this is going to be something else that I'm going to be able to bring back and talk about what their perception is of what's happening with the country and where they think we're going. And, you know, here being in Orange County and around a conservative group of people that I'm with right now, we say no matter what, we still have to get behind our president. We're not going to be like the Bush bashers were, and we are going to be behind our president. We hope we have some successful years. It looks bleak right now, but we can't get lost in the thought of bleakness.
Well, of course not. And, you know, we've got to be optimistic about it. And we've got to, and we do, we back the president, but we don't back things that aren't going to work or things that don't make any sense. And
well, that's
what I'm saying. Well, hey, look, we've got to take a quick break here, another 20 seconds. But, what I want to say is that on the other side, let's get some conversation going with a few things like moving the Census Bureau into the White House. How about H.R. Bill 45? You can take your weapon. You have to carry a card with your picture on it if you have a weapon. And how about budgets? And the phone lines are filling up. So let's call Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio, News Talk 1400, KQMS. Join us on the other side. ABC News. This is Carl Linda Bott, and welcome back to Free and Fire Radio and News Talk 1400 KQMS. This portion of the show is brought to you by Home Helpers. Home Helpers. These are the people that can give you that hand you need in housekeeping, meal preparation, and they do overnight care. They transport their clients. The people there, all those caregivers are screened and background checked. Home Helpers, this, you know, if you need help, these are the people to go to. Phone number there is 226-8350.
Hey, Tom.
Oh, and Linda. Good morning.
The sun's going to come out, huh?
Yeah.
Well, you know, I wrote to my congressman and asked if they could put a rain dancer in that stimulus bill because we need some more rain here.
Well, I tell you what, it looks like we're going to get thunderstorms today.
Yeah, I don't know. Well, I don't know. So much pork in that stimulus bill, a good Jew or an Adventist like me can't even touch the thing. You know, I listened to what Dugan Barr had to say, and of course I consider the source. He's an attorney, and he's going to slant anything the way he wants. But I get a little frustrated with Rush, too, because I don't care what Obama says. He's always got a spin. If he doesn't say enough, oh, he's not giving particulars. Or if he gives particulars, he doesn't like them. And the guy can't seem to make a move that Rush is on the attack all the time. And that, it's bothered me, because what we have right now is the economy in a free fall. I think everybody recognizes that. The problem in the House of Representatives is they larded this thing up with a lot of pork barrel spending that should be eliminated. And the Republicans did get some concessions in the Senate. But you know, Obama said something in his press conference that was very true, that as people get out of work more and more and more, revenues drop, then the demands on support systems like unemployment insurance go up, and so at some point you have a worse deficit from doing nothing than you do if you stand to stimulate it. So what we basically got two different opposing viewpoints at battle here. And so I don't know. I bought into supply economics for a long time that if you cut taxes, it will raise revenues, and to some degree it does, except they never cut the spending. So we've seen our national debt double under George Bush. So I can't understand why the Republicans right now, I'm not saying they should go along with this, but they're all suddenly worried about the deficit ballooning, but they certainly weren't worried last year when a bunch of them voted for the bank bailout.
No, no, you're right. And here's the thing, though, is that we made more than enough money during the Bush years. I mean, we made tons of money, this country did, and the people in it. But what our Congress did was they spent even more than we made, and that's what caused the deficit.
Well,
yes, we had two wars going on, but
day,
still.
I said, I would, as much as I dislike Bill Clinton, in 2000, with a Republican Congress and Bill Clinton, we were a lot better off than we were with the reverse at the end of Bush's administration.
Well, but at the end of Clinton's,
on his watch, and we, our economy for the last two decades at least has been driven by consumer credit. And what did Bush say after the 9/11 thing? Get out and spend some money, because once consumers stop spending money on credit, which most of it was, a lot of it, it restricts the economy. And so, okay, they say we don't save anything, so people are now are saving, so they're not spending. People have maxed out their credit cards. The chickens have come home to roost, and I think there's a very good possibility the United States of America, as we've known it, will not come out of this the same, and I think this is what Russia's worried about. We're going to be the socialist states of America. We've been moving that way, both under Republican and Democrat administrations, for years now.
Oh, no, hey, Tom, I believe that you are right, that both sides have got so much, you know, waste on their shoes right now from trampling through this. It's all the way up to their hips. And it's both sides that have done this.
Well,
and you can't point your finger at the Republicans and say it was them totally. But
no,
you and you
say
can't
that.
You
no
no no no I didn't say that. I did not say you said that. I'm using a generic term that you being anybody with a finger can't just point at Republicans and say it was their fault, because the Democrats have bought into this just like anybody else. You know, Clinton made lots of money on, you know, on the internet and on that bubble that crashed at the end of his term there. So we were having problems there. But the people that are in charge of our banking systems, like Frank and these others,
that push
Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, I mean, just look what it's done to our country.
Oh,
so,
I know. You're going to have, you know what I said, you can't deregulate socialism. You got to dismantle it. Because Frank was one of them when there was warning signs. They said, "Oh, we everybody should have a home, whether they can, you know." His economic thinking is so upside down that why aren't the Democrats throwing him out of that chairmanship? I mean, that guy, I hear Bill O'Reilly rip him every night.
Well,
and it's his now. There's the type of guy whose policies we don't want. I think Obama has put together a team to try to reach a consensus. But, you know, where Franklin Roosevelt said we have nothing to fear but fear itself, and this is where Russia, I think, is right. He says it seems like they're wanting to say the only thing we have to fear is that there's not enough fear and panic to try to force some of this stuff through, you know, and then the devil's in the details.
Yeah.
We'll sort it all out later. Well, we end up paying for it later.
Yeah. Tom.
Okay, anyway,
Tom,
I can rant on forever.
I know. There's other people that get their shot, too.
I realize that. I'll give you thank you for graciously forgiving me.
It's Friday. It's y'all's phone. I just want to give everybody a chance at it, though.
I understand, and I'm a hog here, so
no,
I'll
Tom, you're great.
You're great, Tom. Thanks a lot.
Okay. And you know what? Happy Friday the 13th. You can only think of it positively.
Oh, yeah, Friday the 13th.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. No, Carl, and Kelly, I've got to go into a meeting here. I'm going to bring back some great juice, some great inside information on Monday. And you all have a great day. And you know what?
What?
I miss you guys.
Hey,
so
we miss
have
you
a good
too.
Time in the North State.
Okay.
I'll be back soon.
Love you, honey. We'll see you soon.
Love you. Bye-bye.
Bye. Barbara, you're on.
How are you?
I think we're okay, Barbara.
Listen, you got a great show today. You got some great callers. Tom was all right on a lot of his points. I would just like to remind people that when Bill Clinton left office, he did leave a surplus, but Clinton did really nothing to go after terrorism, even though 800 Americans have died from terrorists, anywhere from Lebanon and to the USS Cole and the Marine barracks and so on and so on.
Yes.
And so when Bush came in, he wasn't in a full year when 9/11 happened. That was a major cost to this country. And then, of course, he had five major hurricanes in the year 2005. So it is no wonder that he left us with debt. I mean, this is things that he had no control over.
Well,
and of course, I know he should have put a handle on the Republican Congress. But, you know, there's always some blame to be passed around. But this bill scares me. I heard last night that with all the money they want to put us in debt for the next three generations, with $11 billion, they could build that wall down in Mexico and completely protect our country from one of the biggest drains of our economics. And they refuse to do that. They're letting us bleed to death in Texas and California. It's a war zone down there, and nobody seems to care.
Well, you know, I don't know if people even realize how bad it is down there. That the strategy, you know, I get a number of analyst reports from friends that are in the military or they work, you know, Strat 4 and things like this, and that the government of Mexico is in really, really deep trouble in these fights along the border, and just listening to some of the sheriffs that are on the border down in Laredo and those places, they said it's spilling over into their towns where they're getting gunfights. People are being killed in the streets because these narco terrorists are coming across the border and shooting people.
Fox is the only station that's showing anything on Mexico.
Well, you know, somebody, you know, the thing about it is that our Congress is aiding and abetting what's going on there.
Yes.
You know, there was language put in by the House of Representatives in this stimulus, in this, let's call it what it is, a spending package.
Yes, exactly.
And that's what it is. I mean, even Obama calls it that. It's a spending package.
Exactly.
And what they said was is that all these new construction jobs were to be done by American workers. The Senate took that language out so that, because 27% of your construction workers are illegals, they figure.
Mm-hmm.
And so what I'm saying is, well, that means that 27% more jobs will be open for, hey, guess what? Legal American citizens.
Well, they just made an application for over 300,000 immigrant jobs. So when they're going to come in here, Americans who are losing their jobs left and right in this country will not be able to fill those positions.
Okay, look, I've got to take a break here, but thank you so much for your phone call.
Thank you so much for your program. God bless.
You bet. Hey, look, this is Carl in the Bottom, Free Fire Radio, News Talk 1400 KQMS. We've got to take a quick break. When we come back, let's talk about the United States Chamber of Commerce and what they are doing to us. This is Carl Linda Bott. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here on News Talk 1400 KQMS. This portion of the show is brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive. People, it's Friday the 13th, February 13th. What's tomorrow? That's right, Valentine's Day. If you haven't got that special gift, that special bauble, go down and see Four Winds Jewelry. The finest selections of jewelry, great prices. He will deal with you. He is a good man. Now, Harry, open line.
Hi.
You're on.
I wanted to tell you some good news. The eagles that are in the trees down on Highway 44 near Turtle Bay.
Yes, sir.
Are on the internet, and you can reach it by just getting to turtlebay.com and switch on to eagles. Or if you don't have a computer or are very interested in this, you can go down to the Turtle Bay Visitor Center, go in and see these eagles on TV free. You don't have to put two eggs in the nest, and the mother and father, or however you define these things, change about every 20 minutes.
What, they come in and take turns?
Yeah. And it's just, you can get on TV during
great.
The daylight hours. Caltrans cooperates with Turtle Bay and everybody on making these things available free. And it's solar powered, so you only see them through the daylight hours. But, of course, you couldn't see them in the dark regardless of what.
Yeah. Hey, I tell you what, Harry, that is, thank you so much for that phone call. Because sometimes we forget with all the things that are going on around us that they're, how beautiful nature is and how nature continues to move on. Even though Caltrans and everybody else is making noise there, the eagles came back and they're raising a family. You know, sometimes I guess that maybe we should take a lesson from this is that we just need to keep our wings beating so we can keep soaring.
Well, so. I agree with you on that, and it's remarkable, all the animals and all the things you get with a membership at Turtle Bay to see these things, and you can go in over and over again. It's not like going to the movie. You pay once, and you have to pay for the next one, but the geckos are still there, and they're great, too.
Yeah.
So just tell the people to...
You did, hey, Harry, you did a better job than I ever would.
Well,
thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
You bet. You know, I like to, people send us things, send us letters, they send us all types of stuff. I want to thank Morton. Morton sent me a whole package of material for me to read about government and renditions and terrorism and that. And I appreciate that, Morton. I appreciate it. We appreciate everything that our listeners do. I get something like 40, 45 emails a day. People are talking about things, and we try to get to all of them. And we will slowly but surely get to everybody's great ideas. Sherry, good morning.
Hey, I am just giving a thank you to my dad and my Marine. He's at Camp Lejeune now, and he's flying me out for our one-year anniversary. And it's just really sweet, and I wanted to thank him and my dad for that.
Okay, now say this. Okay, you're kind of breaking up. You wanted to thank your Marine for his present?
Yeah, my Marine's at Camp Lejeune
over
in North Carolina, and I live in Northern California, and he is flying me out this weekend with my dad to celebrate our one-year anniversary and our first Valentine's together, and it's just really sweet, and I wanted to thank them both.
Well, hoorah! I tell you what, you gotta love Marines, huh?
I know, he's pretty amazing.
Yeah, Marines are. Hey, thank you so much for your phone call.
Okay, thank you.
All right, bye-bye. Hey, you know what? I love this show. We love this show. This is Carl Linda Bott here on News Talk 1400 with Free Fire Radio. Got to take a quick break here, and we've got a few minutes left. Give us a call. Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio with Carl Linda Bott here on News Talk 1400 KQMS. Okay, we just got a couple minutes left before the weekend begins. Oh, in case people were wondering, Frosty and I do not, we did not sign a $28 million contract like Rush did.
I think I got $2.
I think our bonus was we got a place to park. All right, this portion of our show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Finest Tobacco Emporium in the North State, great walk-in humidor, Espresso Joe's. The place to go for coffee, and that's bulk coffee and tea, but any type of coffee drink you have or that you want, they have it there. Joe and Shelley, great Americans, local business. Okay, now, there's going to be something called a Boondocker Ball, and that's to raise money for the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center. That's going to be March 21st at 5:30. The social, it's a 5:30 social and 6:30 p.m. dinner. They're going to have the straight ahead big band, a 40s type USO style dinner and dance fundraiser. Linda's going to be singing. I think I'm going to be there doing some kind of strange stuff. Anyway, the tickets, regular seating are only $35 each, and you can do a whole table for $400. And that's preferred seating. The way you get a hold of that is 530-241-7523. Now it's going to be at the Veterans Memorial Building on Yuba Street. So seating is limited. So get to it quick. All right. One of the things we want to thank people about that are doing. But Terry, you're
yes,
on.
Yes, sir.
You're on, Terry.
How are you this morning?
Well, you know, we're doing great. In fact, you know, it's getting ready to be the weekend and, you know, Valentine's Day. It's going to be good.
I just want to give you guys all a quick reminder at 9:30 at the VA clinic this morning. There's going to be a school here performing for the veterans, and it's called Valentine's for Veterans today.
That's right. That's super. Okay, it's at 9:30 at the Veterans Clinic there in Hartnell.
Yes, sir.
And it's going to start at 9:30. And which school is this?
You know, I don't know which school. I'm sorry I didn't bring my paperwork, but I just wanted to give everybody a heads up that it's happening this morning.
Well, you know what? You know, Terry, thank you so much for that, because I had gotten that, too, and I forgot to bring my paperwork on it, too. But thanks for reminding us.
Okay, thank you.
All right, bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye.
Well, you know, it's remember the vets. Remember everybody here. I mean, you know, Harry had a great call about those Eagles. Okay, now, somebody called the other day, too, and this is kind of besides Friday's. Just talking about anything you want. It's kind of a catch-up day. Somebody, we get the phone lines backed up so people will write and leave notes, you know, through our, through Carrie, our Cracker Jack receptionist and screener. But wanted to know, why isn't it posted that there is a camera light at Market and Lake Boulevards? And all the other red light cameras have signs posted. Now, we were discussing that. I don't know, Frosty thinks he has seen one up there.
I think when you're going up Lake Boulevard, say like towards like if you're going west from the freeway from mm-hmm. I-5, I think that way there is a camera there or a sign there.
All right. Okay.
But well, I'm not
it's
sure.
It's something to check on. Yeah. You know, there's a lot of things. We know we've got like a couple minutes left. There's so much stuff to talk about. Next week on Monday, our guest will be Fred Salante from the Missing in America Project. We've talked about this before, but Fred and his minions are getting ready to make a huge run from California all the way back to Arlington in May, taking remains of heroes back to Arlington for interment, including a Medal of Honor winner who right now is in a pauper's grave in kind of, an open field with a chain link fence around it while they're doing construction work. And this gentleman was a Buffalo soldier, was awarded the Medal of Honor in the 1890s. So, we'll have Fred on Monday. The other thing too, there's so many things to talk about, you know, like, what about H.R. Bill 45 that's been introduced into Congress that wants anybody that owns a weapon to have a card, an ID card with your photo on it, that you've got to have, you know, that anytime that you have a weapon and you want to sell it, you've got to go through a list of paperwork and bureaucracy that you cannot believe. This is being introduced, and you talk about an assault on your rights to own a weapon. There it is. And what about moving the Census Bureau into the White House under Rombo, the chief of staff of Obama? No other presidential group, no other party has ever tried to do this before. And do you know how important the census is? Because how much money and how the delegates are allocated all from the census. So these are things we're going to talk about next week, among a million other things. So thanks for joining us this week. This is Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio, on News Talk 1400 KQMS. And just remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?